Hello, my beautiful people, and thank you so much for joining me on today's episode. This is going to be episode 5 of season 2 of Talk With Me, Walk With Him. I am your host, Kayla Ware, and for this particular song, it's going to be a bit different. I'm going to do a part 1 and a part 2 because I would like to really be able to take my time and dive into this song and really handle it verse by verse the way I've been doing the other hymns. And this particular song that we're doing today, it's pretty deep. So thank you so much for joining me for part 1. Stay tuned. Welcome back, and thank you so much for staying tuned. So I want you to, with this episode, start off by imagining your home, spending quality time with your family on a Friday night. Everyone is full from a home-cooked meal. The house is clean. Everyone is in a good mood, and you're all cuddled up together watching one of your favorite movies, playing one of your favorite games, or simply having a lively conversation amongst each other. Next thing you know, the Lord speaks to you and tells you to take your family and leave your home. You ask where you're going, there's no answer. You ask about the time, your job, still silence. You have absolutely no idea of what lies ahead for you and your family. You don't know what to tell your children when they're constantly asking, "Are we there yet?" or "Where are we going?" Some of you may have already guessed it. This is about Abraham's journey. God called him to leave his home, his family, and everything familiar to go to a place he didn't even know. No map, no clear destination. Just a promise from God. Now, imagine standing in Abraham's shoes, leaving behind security and stepping into the unknown with only trust in God's word to guide you. Abraham's faith reminds us that sometimes God calls us to step into oceans of uncertainty, trusting him to lead us to his purpose for our lives. Now, just like Abraham, we too face moments where God calls us out of the familiar. Times when we're asked to trust him without knowing all the details. And it's in those moments that faith becomes more than just a word. It's an action. It's stepping forward even when the path ahead feels uncertain. And that's the very heart of Oceans by Hillsong United. A song that captures the raw beauty of trusting God in the unknown. Its lyrics speak of stepping out onto waters where feet may fail, but finding strength in God's presence. Today, we're diving into what it truly means to walk by faith when we're surrounded by uncertainty. We'll explore how Abraham's story, the message of Oceans, in our own lives intersect in this journey of trust and surrender. So I originally heard this song, sung by Praise and Harmony. And I can honestly say I had no clue that it was written by Hillsong United until doing research for this episode. But either way, it's an extremely impactful song. Its message of stepping out into uncertainty and finding faith in the depths and finding faith in the depths speaks to experiences we've all had. That was a tongue twister. But moments where we felt unsure, yet God's presence steadied us. So let's go ahead and dive into Oceans. The first verse begins, "You call me out upon the waters, the great unknown where feet may fail. And there I find you in the mystery, in oceans deep, my faith will stand." When hearing this, even from the very first time I ever heard this song, I can't help but to think about Peter's story. And to summarize it for you, it was in Matthew chapter 14, verses 28 through 33. So Peter sees Jesus walking on water, and filled with faith, he asks to join him. And Jesus invites Peter to step out of the boat and walk towards him. And Peter does begin to walk on water. But as he notices the strong wind, fear and doubt creep in and causes him to start sinking. Jesus immediately reaches out and saves Peter, gently questioning his lack of faith. Once they're both back in the boat, the wind ceases and the disciples worship Jesus, acknowledging him as the Son of God. So, with this story, people often focus on how Peter began to sink when he became afraid and started to doubt. But I wanted to highlight the faith that he had in the first place. Surely he had never walked on water before a day in his life, especially in the midst of a storm with strong, huge waves. And if I'm not mistaken, verses 24 and 25 confirmed that this was between 3 a.m. and 6 a.m. So you can only imagine how dark it was out there on the ocean. Peter literally took a step into the great unknown where feet may fail, and he trusted, even if it was for a brief second, he trusted that Jesus would aid him along the way. Now, how many of us, if in Peter's situation, would have even thought to ask Jesus to allow us to walk on water with him? How many of us have the faith to trust him in the midst of a storm at the darkest hour? Yes, Peter did begin to sink, but he walked first. Keep that part in mind. And just like Peter, we should step out of our comfort zones and trust that the Lord will take care of us. It's in those moments of unknowns that our faith can truly grow and we can experience the depth of God's love and guidance. Which brings us to the chorus. "And I will call upon your name and keep my eyes above the waves. When oceans rise, my soul will rest in your embrace. For I am yours and you are mine." The beginning of the chorus takes my mind back to Peter again. "And I will call upon your name." What was the first thing Peter said when he began to sink? He said, "Lord, save me." Sure enough, he lacked the amount of faith needed to continue walking on water. Yet when he started descending, he knew right away that the Lord would save him. And Jesus did. He saved him immediately. From this, we can learn that even if we do lose faith, Christ is always there with his hand outstretched to help us gain it back. He doesn't want to watch us sink or stray away. He wants us to trust in him wholeheartedly, no matter how big or small the waves in our lives may be. Which brings us to the next part of this sentence. "And keep my eyes above the waves." To me, this is saying that our focus should always remain on the Lord. We're to do our best to not let the waves of the ocean overtake us. Praising the Lord in the midst of a storm is a significant act of faith and trust. The Bible offers encouragement and insight into doing just that. It was in the Old Testament, in the book of Habakkuk, chapter 3, beginning in verse 17. The prophet demonstrates this kind of faith when he says, "Though the fig tree may not blossom, nor fruit be on the vines, though the labor of the olive may fail, and the fields yield no food, though the flock may be cut from the fold, and there be no herd in the stalls, Yet I will rejoice in the Lord. I will joy in the God of my salvation. This passage encourages us to find joy in God despite the circumstances, trusting in His power and goodness, even when things are difficult, can lead to peace and endurance. The Psalms also offer words of praise and trust during trying times. Psalm chapter 46, verse 1 reminds us, God is our refuge and strength, a very present help in trouble. When we're faced with storms, turning to God in praise acknowledges His power and presence. It can be a way to focus on His unchanging nature and love rather than the ever-changing trials of life. In doing so, we open our hearts to His peace and strength, allowing Him to guide us through the storm with grace and courage. Then our souls can rest in His embrace. So when I hear the word embrace, immediately my mind falls into the moments my husband holds me when I'm not feeling well. His body's always so warm, and the rhythm of his heartbeat is so soothing. I feel safe and at peace, like nothing in that moment could ever go wrong, and no one or no thing could do me any harm. And I also think of how tight I hold my son when he's upset or just simply wants a hug from his mommy. In that moment, I always wish I could hold on to him forever just to ensure that he is always protected and unharmed. This is how it is to be in the Lord's embrace, but times infinity. We know that we're well taken care of, that He loves us and will protect us from any harm coming our way. We just have to allow ourselves to rely on Him and rest in His bosom, the safest place we could ever be. For we are His and He is ours. This line in the last part of the chorus, "For I am yours and you are mine," reminds me of the deep relationship between God and His people. God loves us no matter what. He guides and supports us through tough times and forgives us when we make mistakes. He wants a personal relationship with each of us. He listens to our prayers. He stays with us every single day. He keeps His promises and helps us find our purpose. And He does this because we belong to Him and He cherishes His creation. We are His and He is ours. As beautifully, As beautifully written in Psalm chapter 73, verse 26, "My flesh and my heart may fail, but God is the strength of my heart and my portion forever." This verse offers comfort and assurance, reminding us that despite life's challenges and personal weaknesses, God remains a steadfast source of strength and hope. Overall, I only was able to do the first verse in the chorus. Like I said, this is a pretty deep song. It is extremely impactful, and I would like to be able to take it verse by verse without having to take up so much time. So overall, so far, Abraham's journey and Peter's steps onto the water remind us that true faith means trusting God in the unknown. Oceans by Hillsong United captures this beautifully, urging us to keep our eyes above the waves and find rest in God's embrace. No matter how fierce the storms of life, God's unwavering love and guidance are our anchors. In this divine relationship, we find our ultimate strength and hope. Please remember that we are His and He is ours forever. Thank you for talking with me. Let's walk with Him.